Doubt will destroy happiness. Absolutely destroy it. And you have the right to be happy in your life. Well, it's not a philosophical discussion at all. You have the right for happiness, and you need that happiness in order to stay here on the planet as an embodied master. Let's take a deep breath as we go into our marab of happiness on this day. Good deep breath. Humans are filled with all sorts of doubt. From the moment they wake up in the morning, throughout the day, and then well into their dream state, it's doubt after doubt after doubt. To a degree, it serves kind of a purpose, helping you to understand more about yourself. Helping you to understand more about who you truly are. But at a point, it just doesn't look good on you anymore. And you just have to let it go. No more doubt. Perhaps easier said than done, but you don't even have that luxury to contemplate it. Not right now, not where you are. Doubt tears you apart. Doubt keeps you from understanding who you really are, or remembering why you're here. Doubt will choke your passion. Gesundheit. And bless you. Doubt will wear you out and disease your body. It'll slow down your mind. And certainly slow down your awareness. You can't fight doubt. It'll just bring up more doubt. You doubt whether the fighting your doubt will even produce any results. You can't fight doubt. You can't really charm doubt either. In other words, charming it, saying, "Well, dear doubt, let's be nice to each other. I'm really a nice person. I just doubt myself a lot. But really, I'm a good person." You can't charm it. Really, I don't feel that doubt is something that you can even counsel out of yourself, you know, going to get counseling. Just the fact that you're on a counselor's chair or sofa is going to cause you to doubt yourself. I mean, you wouldn't be there without doubt, and then it reinforces all the doubtfulness that you have. I don't think you can counsel out doubt by going back and reliving traumatic moments in your life. It actually, I believe, it would actually make you doubt yourself even more. Doubt is a game. It's a devil's game, ultimately. Doubt goes very, very deep. It gets in your mind. It goes into your heart. It seeps into your relationships, into everything. It seeps into your financial life, your professional life. And doubt, coming to this place on your journey, staying here as an embodied master, I'll just tell you straight out, you don't have the luxury to doubt yourself anymore. That's it. It's that plain. It's that simple. You don't have the luxury to doubt yourself. You're going to try. I know you're going to try. And, this next month is going to be an interesting month. You're going to get mad at me a lot. You're going to try to philosophize about doubt and happiness ad nauseum until it makes me want to spit. You're going to actually play a more intense game of doubt this next month because you're not sure you're doubting what I'm saying here. And at some point you're going to realize, damn, that Adamus was right. I do not have the luxury of doubt anymore. Doubt is an emotional and mental game that you play with yourself. It keeps you human. It keeps you small. It keeps you lost. And you ask, can I just let go of the game? Can I really do that? Don't ask that question in a doubting manner like that. Yes, you can walk right beyond it. No more doubt. Now, here's what you're going to face. You always use doubt as a tool to self-assess, to avoid risks, and to make sure that things just didn't blow up on you. You doubted yourself when you felt even great periods of passion. You doubted, afraid of standing out from others, afraid of being different, afraid that maybe it was wrong. You doubted yourself. And so you stayed small, really small. No more. No more. And just like we talked a while back about Macchio, spiritual BS, spiritual distraction, we'll talk more about doubt in our next gathering, but there's a word for it I'll use later on. No doubt. No doubt. And it doesn't have a place here anymore. Not for you, not for other Chambra. You don't need that safety net anymore. You don't need that double check on yourself. You don't need the confinement that doubt puts you in. You don't need to double check on your mind or your thoughts or your actions anymore. And I know you're going to encounter it as you ponder doubtlessness. What's gonna hold me in place? What's gonna keep me in line? What's gonna keep me from going crazy? What if I don't doubt things that I do? What if I just go off and do crazy things? No, you're doing crazy things right now by doubting yourself, by living small, by not being happy in every moment. That's crazy. Let's take a good deep breath on this day. When the student asks the master, "Master, are you happy?" The master simply replied, "No doubt at all." His way of saying, "Yes, I'm happy because I don't doubt myself. I am all that I am. I'm happy because I gave up that game a while back. And now I can be happy. Doubt is a murderer. Doubt is a rapist. Doubt is a thief. I simply told it to be out of my life." The master is now on the open road in his antique red Porsche 911, driving down the road. He was smiling at himself about the beauty of that gathering, about how he'd left all the students thinking until their next gathering. He was driving off on this wide open road, no other traffic, sun starting to set. And he took a deep breath and said, "All is well in all of creation. I am so damn happy." With that, dear Chambra, I don't need an audience, but I really miss all of you. I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain.